this week I wanted to go back a little bit to something that I'd said actually about 2 weeks ago. And it was while I was giving the message on regarding Martin Luther King and Martin Luther King Day, because it kind of stayed with me. You know, sometimes it's surprising me that things that I say stay with me. I hope they stay with you too. But I had said that many people have come to think of Adonai as a threat to their freedom, thinking that the Torah or the instructions that Adonai has given us for our own good, which were meant to be guardrails that are to protect us, are now seen as bars that contain and confine instead. But we read in this week's portion, this from Exodus 15:26. He said, if you diligently listen to the voice of Adonai your God, do what is right in his eyes, pay attention to his mitzvah, and keep all his decrees, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I am Adonai who heals you. Who heals you. I am Adonai. Adonai set up a way not to get the diseases or the plagues of the Egyptians. If we understand the purpose of Scripture, then we really can see whether they're bars that keep us in prison or guardrails that keep us free and alive. Today, we know guardrails, first and foremost, as safety barriers intended to shield motorists along the roadway. Right? We're used to seeing them on the highways, around curves. And the whole idea of these guardrails is to minimize damage and minimize injury, thinking that if they hit the guardrail instead of going past the guardrail, there may be some damage, but there won't be death or a lot of damage. Guardrails are fixed and permanent systems used to protect drivers or in the workplace, the workers. They don't move a lot, but they have some give. So when you hit on them, they kind of give a little, you know. But if it'd be a whole lot worse if you hit a tree, which I can guarantee you does not move. Sort of like grace. Grace allows us to hit those roadblocks. And it gives a little bit, but it keeps us where we're supposed to be. When we see guardrails on the road, they're not where the danger is. Actually, they're just a little bit before it. You don't see, as you're driving around the mountain road, a guardrail out past the cliff, right? That would be silly. Or when you're going down the highway and it's in the meridian, it's in the middle, it's not on the other side of traffic. It keeps you from the other side of traffic. So it's actually before the danger. Now, many people... For many people, spiritual bars generally refer to restrictions or limitations imposed to them as individuals, which they think causes them to have limited personal growth or limited enjoyment in their life, because they consider that it's an external authority or an external belief system that keeps them from doing what they really want to do. And they see that as a God who's mean, a God who's terrible, instead of a God who's actually trying to protect them. When people see something that they may think is limiting their options or keeping them from what they want to do, before they tear it down, they should look to see why it's there in the first place. I've seen a cartoon on Facebook, and I'm sure most of you have as well, because it's been around for 10 years. These two guys are standing in front of the fence, and the fence says God's commandments on it. And one of them says, I'm so tired of this fence keeping me from and constricting me and restricting me from what I want to do. And he hops over it. And as he hops over it, he falls over the cliff. And the other one says, it's not a fence, it's a guardrail. There are those who think of the instructions of the Tanakh or the Old Covenant as moral laws to follow. But we have to know that the moral laws, regardless of how well we follow them, don't provide atonement. Only the blood of Yeshua does that. But these moral laws, the Torah, are still good. And they're God's design that's meant to lead us so that we will flourish and not be harmed, not be damaged. I believe that there are actually two types of people, or two times that people come to think of Adonai's instructions as being bars of a prison. So the first one are non-believers, right? They don't know Adonai. They don't want to know Adonai. They don't want to know the instructions. Of course, they don't know him. Hello. Oh, sorry. We'll try to turn that off. I normally don't get thrown, but that one did. So the first is non-believers. Now, of course, they don't know him. And they would think that anything from him is a constriction on their lives. And that the only reason for God is to keep them from doing what they really want to do. So that's the first one, the first set of people. The second are believers. Believers that the Tanakh has been done away with. Now, the funny thing is, these believers think the same way as non-believers about the law. They believe that the instructions no longer hold. Torah's been done away with, and therefore, the only reason for those instructions works so that they can't do what they want to do. That's their thought about it. But Rav Shaul tells us that that's not correct when he says this in 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6, 9, starting there. Or don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived! Exclamation point. The sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, those who practice homosexuality, thieves, the greedy, drunkards, slanderers, swindlers, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. This is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were made holy, you were set right in the name of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah and by the Ruach of our God. Everything is permitted for me, but not everything is helpful. Everything is permitted for me, but I will not be controlled by anything. Shaul, when writing to the congregation in Corinth, was trying to correct a false teaching around Adonai's grace. Some of the congregation members wrongly believed because they were saved by the grace. They can do whatever they want. It's covered. I'm already saved. What's the difference? God will be okay with it, and he has to be okay with it because I'm covered by the blood. Wow. Those people wanted to do the things that Shaul listed out, but Adonai's grace doesn't make safe. You're not safe from sin just because you're covered by the blood. You can walk out from under it. This is why Adonai's instructions or Torah are prison bars. They're guardrails to protect us from destruction of sin. Let's look at what spiritual guardrails are. They're meant to help us walk with him. This is what we see in Ephesians 5, starting in verse 15. So pay close attention to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise. Make the most of your time because the days are evil. For this reason, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. What is the will of Adonai? His will is not to force us to observe Torah, but to know what the consequences are of not following Torah. In other words, he will not force us into actions of thoughts, but he wants us to know on our own why it's in our own best interest to follow Torah, to follow his instructions. See, Rav Shul, back in Ephesians 5, pay close attention to how you walk, because sin, although covered by blood, doesn't mean that you can continue to sin. And if you don't know what Torah says, then how are you going to keep from it? That's why Torah is not done away with. When we disregard the guardrails of Adonai, we're not really giving him control, are we? Now, the problem is, we haven't just taken control away from Adonai, but we're actually giving control to someone else. Because in the world, people think when they take control from Adonai, they've got it. They're in control now. But that's not true. There are two who are in control these days. One is Adonai. He's in control. One is Satan. He's on the earth, and this is his. Just because it's his, though, doesn't mean we have to be his. But he is in control. So when we take control from Adonai, someone else is in control, and the only other person who can be in control is Satan. I don't want to give control to Satan. You have no choice once you've taken it over, once you've taken control from Adonai. God wants to play that role in our lives, the role of influencer on our behaviors and our decisions. And we should also want him to have that place in our lives. Ever see those little cars that kids ride on tracks? And I don't mean bumper cars, the little race cars, I think, like Disney has. It's the speed track. Maybe some of you have seen, maybe you've been on them with little kids. They're on a track, and they really, all they can do is stay on the track. And when kids drive them, they go from one side to another, and if you're in the car with them, you're boing and boing, boing and boing. That can really give you a neck ache. You're being pushed back and forth. You're going back and forth. We have to look at our lives as well. Are we banging back and forth and getting that sore neck? I mean, we can really feel these kind of effects when we're stiff-necked, especially. You think a stiff neck, a strong neck, keeps you from being bounced around and your head being bounced around. But even after a while, a strong man's neck gets tired. But those guardrails are still good for training the young in Messiah. You know, we're not just talking kids. We're talking new people in salvation. This is why Rav Shaul wrote to Titus this. Titus 2:11, starting there. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, training us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live in a manner that is self-controlled and righteous and godly in the present age. We wait for the blessed hope and appearance of the glory of the great God and Savior Messiah Yeshua. He gave himself for us so that he might redeem us from every lawless deed, and so that he might purify for himself a chosen people, zealous for good deeds. His guardrails help us to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives. These are the things that will keep us from eternal death. This is the warning, Proverbs 19. This is the warning, follow the instructions, Proverbs 19, 16. One who keeps a mitzvah guards his soul, but the one who neglects his way will die. So as I was reading this week and preparing for the message, I was looking up things about guardrails. And I found this article by NOASH, I guess it's pronounced NOASH, National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Now, they're part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It speaks of physical guardrails in the workplace, but actually, it's amazing how parallel it runs for the guardrails in our life, the spiritual guardrails in our life that we actually need, that Adonai provides for us in His Word. Now, Noach arranged them in five steps as a pyramid. And what government doesn't like pyramids, apparently? They set it up so to eliminate harm in the workplace. Now, these five steps, and I'll go back over them slowly, they're elimination, substitution, engineering controls, administrative controls, and last is personal protective equipment, PPE. So now let me go over these five steps to eliminate harm and assign scripture to each one of them to show that Adonai just may have had a bit of influence with Noach, actually, as they wrote these things to help eliminate damage or limit damage in our lives. So there are five reasons for guardrails. The first was elimination, which they described as physically removing the hazard. This makes sense in the workplace, but also in our lives, as told to us in Scripture. So two scriptures regarding elimination. The first is from the 10 words, or the 10 commandments. Deuteronomy 20, verse 7, starting there. You shall not have other gods besides me. Do not make for yourself a graven image, no image of what is in the heavens above or on the earth below or in the water underneath the earth. Do not bow down to them or worship them, for I, Adonai, your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children of the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. Don't have other gods. Eliminate them. Don't do it. Don't even be tempted by them. Don't have them around. Just get rid of them from your lives. This is so that you can eliminate them, not just from your view, but from your entire life. That's what Adonai wants. Now, the other verse is Proverbs 4. 25, starting there. Let your eyes look directly ahead and fix your gaze straight in front of you. Clear a level path for your feet so that your ways will be firm. Do not turn to the right or the left. Divert your foot from evil. Don't even look at them. Adonai says to keep looking directly ahead, which is where he should be, right? He should be our dead center gaze, looking at him. Don't allow anything else to push its way in. This way you'll eliminate from your life all that's not a god. All the things that you shouldn't be doing, if you're looking directly at him, are going to be eliminated. By physically removing idols and false gods, which are hazards to you, you will keep your life safe from him. Now, the next one was substitution, which of course is what it sounds like. Replace the hazard. This makes sense. If there's something dangerous there, remove it. Right? Makes sense. Two scriptures for this one as well. The first one is Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds, and do not neglect our own meetings, as the habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more so as you see the day approaching. If there's something that wrongly draws you in this life, stop it. It sounds easy. If you think there's something in the world that wrongly stirs you up, replace it. Replace it with Adonai by going to Shabbat services. Replace it with Adonai by going to the Tuesday night prayer services. Replace it with Adonai by the Chavarot meetings that we're having. Replace it. Push things out that are pressing in on you, that are not from Adonai. Whether it's meetings, reading and studying scriptures, substituting the world with the word of Adonai. Substitute the dangers of the world with the safety of scripture and Adonai. That only makes sense, right? The other scripture for substituting is Psalm 121. A song of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where does my help come from? My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth. When you look at the world, when you study the world, when you try to match or outdo the world, you've opened yourself up to harm, to damage, to danger. Substitute what you see with your physical eyes with what you can see with your spiritual eyes. Replace the view that the world wants you to have with the view that Adonai wants you to have. Now, the third thing, right? The third thing is an engineering controls, which means to isolate people from the hazard, which is also a way of saying make things easier. And we know this from scripture from Isaiah 30. Isaiah 30, verse 20. Though Adonai give you the bread of adversity and the water of oppression, your teachers will no longer be hidden, but your eyes will see your teachers. Your ears will hear the word behind you say, this is the way to walk in it. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. The best way to make things easier for us is to be in step with the Ruach HaKodesh. When we're aligned with the Ruach, we are better able to remove ourselves from that hazard. And the situations that we find ourselves will be easier, because he'll tell us, turn to the right or turn to the left, or don't turn. Funny, Noah called it engineering control. I call it giving control over to him. Amen. Giving control to him so that we are not in danger, so that the things do become easier for us. When he is in control, things are always going to be easier. And we see another example of this in Acts 16. Here we read about the travels of Shaul as he was moving about the Roman areas. And we see this, Acts 16:6. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Ruach HaKodesh to speak the word in Asia. When they returned to Mysia, They were trying to proceed into Bethania, but the Ruach of Yeshua would not allow them. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. They can't have towns named Smith and Jones. Look, even though Shaul wanted to go speak Adonai's word in Asia, the good news in Asia, the Ruach removed them from the possible dangers there and made teaching easier in Troas. Shaul learned to trust and depend upon the Ruach to make the right decisions, and the tasks of Adonai became easier. Now, they were not all, sunshine and roses. He didn't always have the easiest of lives, let's face it. But they were easier. They were better because he depended upon the Ruach. He was submitted. And when we are submitted, he'll cause our paths to be smoother, less hazardous, more victories when we're submitted. So now, the fourth. Let me go back here for a second. So we had elimination of the hazard of things, substitution, engineering controls, and the fourth is administrative controls, which they define as changing the way people work to keep them from hazards and harm. This is the desire of Adonai through his instructions for us. They were to change their actions and attitudes towards things and people. So are we. Even as we're told in 2 Timothy about the word being used for teaching, for reproof, for restoration, for training in righteousness, there can be no doubt that the words that we're given in Scripture are to teach us, are to train us, are to help us. Even as it says this in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, training us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live in a manner that is self-controlled and righteous and godly in our present age. The word leads us to atonement and salvation by training us not to do what is wrong and to do what is right. This is why we're encouraged by the words of Proverbs 4:20. My son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to the whole body. Pay attention. Keep them within your heart. By keeping them, they become life and health to us. Noach even breaks down administrative controls to four things, which should sound familiar to us. The first was limiting the time a worker is exposed to a hazard. In other words, don't hang around sin or attach yourself to sin. Really? I'm running out of time. 10 more minutes? I can do this. Second, creating written operations procedures. That's what Torah is. That's what Scripture is. It's a manual. It's an operating manual for us to live by. Next, installing alarms, signs, and warnings. That's what the Ruach is. That's what our conscience is. Using a buddy system. We've heard this. Accountability partners. Calling each other when you need help or when you think someone else needs help. Call upon other people within the congregation. People that you know are stable, and anchored in the Word. And the fifth thing that they had was PPE, personal protective equipment, which they say protects the worker, protects his skin. We're also told this in Scripture, when we're told, put on the full armor of God. Where am I? Here we are. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you are able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Want to be protected? Put on your PPE. Put on your full armor of God. We're told to put on the full armor of God because we're not strong on our own. We're told to put on the full armor of God just like Noah wants our skins, our flesh to be covered because it's susceptible to damage. Once you put on your PPE, you're not so exposed. Once you put on the full armor of God, you're not going to be so exposed. It's the same way in the spirit, right? Romans 3:21. But now God's righteousness apart from the Torah has been revealed, to which Torah and the prophets bear witness. Namely, the righteousness of God through putting trust in Messiah Yeshua to all who keep on trusting, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have fallen short of the glory of God because our flesh does not have the ability to do better. Our flesh, remember, our flesh is what's on our bones. It's also our minds, though. And a bit of our hearts, too. They're not able to do it on their own. If that was the case, if there was even a chance that our flesh could do it, then it wouldn't say all have fallen short. It would say some have fallen short. Many have fallen short. But it says all have fallen short of the glory of God because we can't do it on our own. But with guardrails, it helps us stay on the path we're supposed to have. So in our lives, when we see guardrails, we actually should be thinking of the dangers that they keep us from. There are times that we see guardrails and we don't even see the danger, right? If we're driving down a highway and we see that guardrail down the middle meridian there, whatever you want to call it. I'm driving straight. What do I need that guardrail for? It's not like I'm going to go boom all of a sudden. But you know what? You could go boom all of a sudden. Sometimes it'll be your fault. Sometimes it'll be someone else driving next to you. Sometimes it'll just be the car. You don't know. Sometime in your life, you're going to be tempted. Sometime in your life, your flesh is going to become weak. Sometimes in your life, you're going to wish there was a guardrail there. We all can lose control sometime. So when we read Scripture, why is that there? You may not need it now, but you will sometime in your life. And when you need it, you're going to be really glad it's there. So don't disregard the guardrails that are placed into Scripture. And don't think they're bars to keep you in prison from having the good time you want to have. They're not bars. They're protection. They're not restrictions. They're actually life-giving, saving items for you. So there are the five things we do. We eliminate the hazards. We substitute the other things for those hazards. We do engineering control, right? We get rid of, what was that? what was that? Engineering control, administrative control, engineering controls. Oh, make things easier. Isolate people from the danger. Administrative controls, changing the way we do things to keep us from harm. And putting on the full armor of God. PPE. These are the things we need to do. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word are the guardrails of our life. Without them, we could be running all over the place. But your word helps us to stay on your path. Yes, it still depends upon our flesh. And yes, we still veer off at times, but your guardrails keep us from death. So we'll praise you for your words. We'll praise you for your guardrails. We'll praise you that you love us so much that you gave us your word to help us, to show us how to live. And your living word, Messiah Yeshua, whose blood was shed to cleanse us so that we may be along the ride with you. We thank you for all of those things and so much more. For you are a great and loving God. And everyone said, amen and amen.